nothing makes your troubles incidental.
And you'll find you'll never mind a rainy day.
Jimmy, announce me.
I refuse.
Jimmy, you must announce me.
I will not.
Then I'll do it myself. The 45,000 dealers from coast to coast present the mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor, and here I am. Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Jimmy, why did you refuse to announce me?
Because I'm through as an announcer.
I've known that for years. But tell me, why? Why aren't you working tonight, Jimmy?
Well, after playing in The Prisoner of Zenda last Wednesday, I know I'm an actor. No more announcing for me.
Jimmy Wallington, an actor.
Yes. I know that in pictures, I'd be extraordinary.
In pictures, you'd be an ordinary extra. The way you made a sissy out of the villain last week when you said, "We'll go down in the dungeon and torture Rudolph. Oh, how we'll torture him." Swish.
I hope you recognize the Barrymore in me.
Yeah, the Ethel Barrymore. Woo-hoo! Jimmy, please, why do you want to be a picture actor?
Then I can live like a king.
You darn fool, from what I've been reading in the papers, you'd have more fun living like an ex-king. Jimmy, please stay here and announce.
No, 1,000 times, no. Show business is in my heart. Vaudeville is in my blood.
Oh, so that's where vaudeville went to, huh? Tell me, Jimmy, are you really leaving?
Yes, with my talent, I'll dine at the Brown Derby. I'll dance at the Trocadero.
Yes, and you'll sleep in the park.
Farewell, comrade of the airwaves.
Ladies and gentlemen, this program is going on just the same. Wallington or no Wallington, I'll get someone to help me. Pinky Tumlin. Pinky. Hello, Pinky. Come on in.
Hello, Mr. Cantor. I just heard Wallington walked out on
you. Yeah, Pinky. Look, he wants to be an actor.
You know, Mr. Cantor, after last week, people around town are talking about Jimmy's acting.
Yeah, what are they saying? Come on, speak up, Pinky. What are they saying? We'll be off the air in 30 minutes.
Well, look, if I tell you what they're saying, we'll be off the air in 30 seconds.
Well, if Wallington isn't here to sell fire chief gasoline, I'll do it myself. The 45,000...
Hey, wait a minute. Say, look, if you're going to announce, you better let me take your Social Security number down to company.
I haven't got any. You know, the government never gave me a Social Security number.
Well, maybe they figured that a man who tells your kind of jokes would never reach 65.
Pinky, so you gotta laugh. Look, now get me some music while I talk about our gasoline. Go ahead.
Music? Hey, I forgot to tell you, Renard ain't here either. He wants to be an actor, too.
Don't... Now Renard has gone Hollywood?
Yes, sir. He's out getting measured.
Measured for a sports suit?
No, for a swimming pool.
Yep. Swimming pool? Renard and Wallington, they have no talent. What makes them think they can become big stars?
Well, sir, I guess it's looking at you that gives them courage.
Yep. Look, even if they were good, they couldn't get anywhere without a manager or an agent, someone with a dynamic personality.
Mr. Cantor, I'm handling them both.
Wait a minute. You're their agent?
Yes, sir. And I believe with options, I could get them 5 years with RKO.
Yeah, without options, you can get them 10 years at Alcatraz. Look. Here comes Jack Renard dressed in a polo outfit and wearing a beret.
Well, excuse me. I'm going out to make a deal for him right now.
You're going to make a deal for Renard? Yes. I hope you know your way to the stockyards. Hello, Jack. Hello, Jack.
How are you, my dear chap?
Renard, are you really trying to be an actor?
Yes, I've got my polo outfit, my beret, and I'm on my way. Don't you think I'll get where I'm heading for?
Yes, Jack, you'll be the first guy with a beret on relief.
Is that so? Well, right here in my pocket, I've got an offer for 6 pictures.
For 6 pictures? You? I don't believe it.
Here, read my offer.
All right, I'll read it. It says, "Dear Mr. Renard, if you come to our studio, we will make 6 pictures of you, also and an enlargement for $12. What? You boob, it's from a photographer. You a star with polo ponies and a swimming pool.
Well, I already got the swimming pool, but I'm worried how to keep it clean.
Just stay out of it. Jack... I hope Jack, I hope you're smart enough to have chlorine in your pool.
Oh, I'm a family man. No strange girls around me.
Oh, I'm going crazy. Jack, you and Wallington are both making a mistake trying to be actors. Why, you've had no experience.
I have, Eddie. When I was in college, I played in Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur? You did? What part did you play?
I played the front part of a horse.
Renard, you were miscast. Jack, you really were. You know, you should play a human being. Of course, it would take a lot of rehearsing. And even then, you won't get in pictures.
But Pinky Tomlin knows how to get me a job. Here he is.
Pinky!
Look, Jack Renard, I just came back from 20th Century Fox where I saw Mr. Zanuck on your behalf.
Oh, goody, goody.
What happened, Pinky?
I told Mr. Zanuck all about you, Jack. I showed him how you act. I sung for him. I turned on my personality.
Did you put it over?
Here, what happened?
I start working for 20th Century tomorrow.
Yep, scared! In the picture Ali Baba Goes to Town, I sing a song which expresses my philosophy perfectly. Laugh your way through life. Laughing makes your troubles incidental. Why, any kind of battle can be won if you will just follow the sun. Keep smiling. Laugh your way through life. Laugh at those who get too temperamental. And you'll find you'll never mind a rainy day. A sky of gray way up above. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Laugh your way through life. And you will find your way to love. Take that chip off your shoulder. That frown off your face. Let a chuckle replace every care. You can give Mr. Sorrow a merry old chase. With a healthy sense of humor, you're a millionaire.
Laugh your way through life. Laugh your way through life.
It is sure to cure whatever ails you. Laughing is a tonic for your ills. Better than doctors, better than pills. My operation, laugh your way through life. Try it and you'll see it never fails you. And you'll find you'll never mind a rainy day. A sky of gray way up above. So brother, laugh your way through life. And if you do as I say, everything will be okay. And you'll be on your way.
You know, folks, I was just thinking that down in Oklahoma, when a man buys a horse, he circles around him and looks him over to make sure that that horse is in good condition. And that's just about what a Texaco dealer does when you drive into his station for Fire Chief Gasoline. He circles around your car doing a lot of them things that'll make driving a whole lot safer for you and your family, and does things that help to stop wear and tear on your car. You know, I ain't much of a hand to brag, but when them Texaco dealers give you this circle service, as they call it, they do it to match up with the high-quality Texaco products they sell you. So, folks, next time try a Texaco dealer, and we'll sure be much obliged to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's a real surprise. I never expect this myself. Jimmy's wife, Betty Jane Wallington. Here she is. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Eddie.
Betty Jane, what brings you here?
Eddie, it's all your fault.
What?
Ever since you told Jimmy he'd be good in pictures, he's been unfit to live with.
Why? Why? What's
remember
happened?
Remember how Jimmy used to brag about how cute our new baby was?
Yes.
Now he wants the baby to brag about how cute he is.
Say, Jimmy's really got it bad, huh?
Bad? When he awoke yesterday, he swaggered to the window, stretched his arms and said, "Good morning. It's 5 a.m. and the glorious sun is shining from the blue sky."
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, except it was 11:30 and Porgy is the devil.
That acting fever has certainly changed Jimmy.
And how? When he'd come home at night, he used to kiss me and wait for the maid to serve dinner.
Well?
Well, now he kisses the maid and waits for me to applaud.
A maid? A maid that kisses a married man?
Yes, and she's young and beautiful, too.
Oh, that's disgraceful, Betty. I've got to come over to your house. I think I left my umbrella there the last time. Look! Tell me, What else is Jimmy doing?
Oh, he puts on such airs.
No.
He won't let us call him Jimmy anymore.
Not really.
He makes us call him James Robert Taylor Wallington, my husband.
My announcer.
Oh. Honestly, Eddie, I know you. I know your family, how you were brought up. I never thought you'd allow any ham on your program.
There's something not kosher going on around.
Well, and Eddie, this morning on his dresser, I found my mascara and my lipstick.
Mascara and your lipstick on his dresser? No.
Uh-huh. I don't mind when he lets his hair grow down over his ears, but when he says, give me $10 to get a permanent, my husband...
A dandelion.
Oh. Eddie, you're my last resort.
No.
You must help me make Eddie forget his acting and come back to me.
You mean Jimmy?
Yes, Jimmy. Jimmy.
Listen, I know that underneath it all, Jimmy, Eddie is me, you fool. Look at Eddie.
Oh, are you really?
I know that underneath it all, Jimmy is mad about you. All he needs to bring him to his senses is a sudden shock. For instance, I've got it. Seeing you make love to me, kissing me, will shock him into becoming his old sweet self again. And I do mean sweet.
You mean you want to kiss me?
Yes, Betty.
Oh, there must be some other way.
What? What, you refuse to kiss Cantor? Cantor, the Bronx Casanova?
Casanova?
Why, yes.
I never knew.
This is the real Cantor. I fascinate women. Why, right here in Hollywood at my home, I've got two guards with baseball bats to beat the women away from me.
Oh.
Do you know that Ginger Rogers is marked for life? Do you think that Myrna Loy was born with her turned-up nose? No. She was hiding one night in the shrubbery. When I came home, she made a grab for me. My watchman took the bat and hit her right at the end of the schnozzle. It's been turned up ever since, yeah.
Well, all I want is my Jimmy back.
Look, follow my plan. Let's try one kiss. Mmm. What a kiss. You know, this is for your own good, you know.
Well, you're not suffering either.
Now, look. Let's try just one more kiss.
No, no, when Jimmy comes, I'll start kissing.
Yeah, and if Ida comes, I'll start running.
Quick, Jimmy's coming. Start kissing me so he'll get jealous and forget about his acting.
All right, here goes. I make the supreme sacrifice.
Do mine eyes deceive me? My beloved wife in the arms of my best friend. Woe is unto me. Woe is unto me.
He's still acting.
That's what he thinks.
Oh, that mine eyes should behold this. What must I do not to see such a scene?
Turn around, you dope. Be yourself, Jimmy.
Silence, Cantor. You have besmirched my honor.
Oh, I hope you're not jealous, Robert Taylor Wallington.
Eddie Cantor, I've known all along what a cad you were.
Yes.
I hated you at NBC. I hated you at CBS. And now...
Now it's mutual. Eddie Jane, I think we've got him. One more kiss.
For humiliating me.
Yes.
For humiliating me, I say, I shall make you suffer.
Eddie, I think he's really serious.
But Jimmy, we were only...
Silence! I'm going to get even with you.
You're going to get even with me?
Yes.
Why, what are you going to do, Jimmy?
When I'm a star, you'll never get my autograph.
My friends, here is a star who in one short year has gone from asking for autographs to giving them. And giving them most graciously. The first little lady of Texaco Town who sings one of the important arias from Verdi's opera, Traviata. Here she is, the universal star, Diana Derber.
Leave your me to me.
was grand, Deanna. You know, amongst our listeners, there are many who like popular as well as classical music. Would you sing them one of the popular songs of today?
I'd love to sing Afraid to Dream.
Afraid to Dream. Yes, Jimmy.
Eddie, I want you to forgive me for mistrusting you. I didn't know that you and my wife played that scene to bring me back to my normal self.
Jimmy, you're still not your old self. Look at that hat. You refuse to announce. You have a strange look.
Say, Eddie, could you let me have $200?
Jimmy, you're your old self again. Oh, Jimmy, here's $200. But tell me, what are you going to do with it?
Oh, I want to get a new wardrobe. Really, I'm an actor.
No, you're no actor. Jimmy, go home to your wife and baby.
I don't want to go home. The maid is off on Wednesday.
What?
What am I saying?
You know what you're saying. Jimmy, I've got to hand it to you. As an actor, you're a ham. But with the ladies, you're a devil.
Goody, goody, goody. Deviled ham.
Yep. Yeah. Renard, he always comes in with a remark. Renard, I don't mind your refusing to play some music, but take off that crazy outfit you're wearing, will you?
But I've got to wear it, Eddie. I'm going out to ride a Pelopony.
A Pelop? Where do you see Pelopony? Where?
Right here.
Pelopony? That's Polo Pony. Pelopony. Pelopony. Tell me, why are you interested in polo?
Eddie, I'm doing it all to be ready for pictures.
Wait a minute, Jack. Let Eddie get me in pictures first, and when I make a success, I'll get you in. On the screen, they need new faces.
Yeah, Jimmy, by the time you make a success, Renard will need a new face. In fact, he could use one right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Eddie Cantor, you've got a face like an oxygen tank.
Yeah, oxygen tank is right. It's kept you and Wallington alive for a nice couple of years. Oh, but I love you both, and I'm going to try my darndest to get the two of you in pictures.
Good! Yeah. Hooray! Yeah.
Come in.
Mr. Cantor, I'm Will Brown, the new manager of 20th Century.
20th Century? Mm-hmm. And you came to see us here?
Yeah, I'd like to do business with you fellows.
Well, that's fine. Meet Mr. Wallington.
How do you do?
That's the long one and the broad one. That's Mr. Renard. That's
how
Mr.
Renard.
Renard.
How do you do?
Pleasure.
Look, I want these boys to entertain you. I think they've got something. Really, I wouldn't tell you. You know how a father takes his children and says, oh, look, he's done. But they really
do.
Honestly, they do. Look.
You have children.
Oh, yeah. Look, would you mind going in the control room and you'll hear them over the loudspeaker?
Why, thank you very much.
Jimmy, Jack.
Yes.
This is your big chance. Forget David Selznick of last week. The man from 20th Century is going to hear you.
Gee, I'm nervous, Eddie. I'm shaking like a bowl of...
Say Jell-O when you go off the program, you hear me? Look, Renard, here's your chance to do that play that you wrote. Have you got it here?
Yes, but I need help.
Well, to help put it over, I'll work the sound effects myself with my mouth, huh?
Well, there's two main characters in my play.
Yep.
That's Jimmy and me.
Yep.
But there's a couple of small parts.
All right, I'll play the extra parts.
Okay, we don't need an actor for them.
Yep. What?
Ladies and gentlemen and 20th Century representative, This is a play in two acts entitled Don't Play with Strangers by me.
All right, now start the show and I'll make the sounds. Go ahead.
Scene one, the farmhouse of Zeke Smutchpot. Early morning.
All right, this is the first time I've been a rooster. All right.
A young boy, which is I, is saying goodbye to his mother.
Moo.
Mother, I am going to the city to make a name for myself.
Glad you got it right today.
I want to see Broadway lit up at night. I want to see the glare and tonsil.
Not tonsil, tinsel, tinsel, tonsil. Tonsil? Take out the tonsil.
I had them taken out years ago.
Yeah, we'll have them put back in again.
Mother, I don't want to stay in the country all my life. Do you hear me, Mother? Oh, Mother, I want to live. I want to live.
Yeah, if you want to live, you better stop acting. Eh?
Goodbye, Mother.
Before you go, my son, you will find $200 at the...
All right, so I'm the mother. Can I be a mother? All my life, must I be a father?
Before you go, my son, you'll find $200 at the bottom of the icebox.
Icebox?
Yes, I knew the day would come when we'd need a little cold cash.
Well, goodbye, Mother. I go.
Oink, 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 oink.
Eddie, that's the sound of a pig.
I know who's leaving.
Now for the second act.
Yes.
The first scene is a strain. I mean a train.
No, strain was right. If it's anything like the first act, it'll be strain.
On the train. Porter, take my bag.
Yes, I sure will.
Open up my bag and take out my pajamas. What kind of a bag sounds like that?
It's an alligator bag.
Well, I'll count my money and go to bed. 5, 10, 15.
Pardon me, stranger. How about a little game of cards?
Let's play poker.
Meow. Meow.
What's that for?
That's so you won't forget to feed the kitties.
Okay, the cards are shuffled and dealt.
I'll bet $10.
I call you and raise you 50.
I'll see the 50. Gee, you must have some poker hand.
Well, no matter what you got, I got you beat. What do you got?
I've got 3 aces.
No good. I've got 4 aces.
You're cheating.
Cheating?
Yes, I think you saw my hand.
Better luck next time.
All right. Let's have another deal.
My friends...
Wait a minute, Eddie. What kind of a sound is that?
That's the sound of the New Deal.
Stranger, I'll bet you $20 on this hand.
Partner, I'll see you.
What have you got?
Siamese twins. Queens back to back.
No good. I've got an Eddie Cantor special.
What's that?
A full house. Well, stranger, here's my station. This is where I get off.
And what's that for?
He's getting off at a one-horse town.
Pardon me, sir. Did you play cards with a man who just got off here?
Yes, conductor, I did.
Why, that's Blackjack Pete. He's a notorious card shop.
He took all my money, and when I get to the city, I shall be a bum.
Yeah, you don't have to wait until you get to the city.
And so the moral of my play is... Never play with strangers, unless they happen to be a friend, and even then, you could be in trouble, ain't it?
Jimmy!
Yes?
Jimmy and Jack, you were both swell. Here comes the 20th century man, and he's beaming. Well, sir, tell me, how did you like
them? Oh, splendid, excellent. Mr. Wallington, you and Renard here have talent.
Thank you very much.
And Mr. Brown, you'd like to do business with them?
Oh, it'll be a pleasure. Here's my card.
Your card?
Yep.
Oh, you're not with 20th Century Pictures?
Read the card. Read it.
20th Century, cleaning and dying, good call for and delivered prices reasonable. Yeah! Jimmy.
Yes?
Yes?
Jimmy, until I get you in the pictures, will you do your stuff?
All right, Eddie, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, there are 24 different weather zones in the United States. Whether you live in California, North Dakota, or Arizona, to the weatherman you live in a certain weather zone. The Fire Chief gasoline you get at the Texaco station is made to meet your local weather conditions in any season. Fire Chief is the only gasoline conditioned to meet the temperature and atmospheric changes in each of the 24 weather zones all year round. That's why you won't stall in summer traffic. That's why in colder weather you get quick starts and faster engine warm-up. That's why you save up to 30% on gasoline on short trips. So take a good motoring tip. Next time, try a Texaco dealer. And remember, there are over 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, in line with President Roosevelt's speech of yesterday, I would like to sing this song which expresses not only his sentiments, but those of all Americans. The dogs of war are growling, once more the papers say, and battle clouds are starting to appear. But if they try to drag us in, we'll say, please go away. We're minding our own business over here. If they feel like a war on some foreign shore, let them keep it over there. If some fools want to fight and think might makes right, let them keep it over there. From coast to coast you'll hear a million mothers pray, whatever happens, please don't send my boy away. We're for you, Uncle Sam, but stay out of that jam. Let them keep it over there. If they feel like a war on some foreign shore, let them keep it over there. If some fools want to fight and think might makes right, let them keep it over there. From coast to coast you'll hear a million doughboys cheer. Our job is to protect our loved ones over here. With an ocean between, let us keep our hands clean. Let them keep it over there. I love to spend each Wednesday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Good night.
Tune in again next week for another Texaco Town broadcast starring His Honor the Mayor, Eddie Cantor. And next time, try a Texaco dealer. Afraid to Dream, heard on tonight's program, is from You Can't Have Everything. This is James Wallington speaking from Hollywood, California. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
WABC, New York.